Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Another week and the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's our job here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We do the program. One of the sidelights of discussion on talk radio this week has been how many hosts are doing the programs from their homes. Well, we are the leaders in that. I've been doing my program for 30, the Good Morning, well, the old Good Day programs, all the morning shows that I've done that were syndicated started 32 years ago, and I was the first one to do them remotely, and now we have all the ladies who are on the program with me, and that's all done remotely, so we know how this is done, and a lot of people are finding out that it's not as easy as it seems. I was listening to KFI, Jennifer, and the midday hosts were trying to figure out how to work with each other when they can't see each other. And that is, that's part, it's part of the whole thing of getting it through. So anyway, that's part of the discussion this week, but certainly not the main part of it, but it is how we are working. I'm going to go through the stories and the people list, and we'll talk about them. We'll take them apart little by little. There's probably not too much that you don't know. We'll add some nuance to some of the issues, and then hopefully we'll bring you into a different place, maybe updating you on some of the things that are important or maybe things that you haven't heard. Story list starts at number 10. Again, this is research done by Talkers Magazine, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, hosts, consulting with them, talk radio stations. I don't understand where number 10 comes from because I haven't heard, and it's not a criticism. I just have heard nobody talk about the Great Barrier Reef and the bleaching that's going on there. I'm sorry, I just haven't.
I mean, that's certainly been a topic over the last, year or so.
Yeah, it's been around.
But I just haven't heard of it about it this week.
No, All right, so number 9, the number of celebrities who have the coronavirus, who's around, who's passed, who's up, who's down. Number 8, the Defense Production Act. We'll talk about that and give you some specifics. Increase in scams. Wow, you're not kidding. Number 7, foreign affairs, the China relationship, that sort of thing. You ladies, take the list with you. I'm going to have to cough. Victoria, Jennifer.
Aw.
Oh.
He's got the coughs.
I don't actually have the list in front of me, Victoria, but I...
Where did we leave off? Let's see. What did we get to? Oh, the increase in scams is number 7. Number 6, foreign affairs.
Sure.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations, not great. Number 5, social distancing and cultural changes, huge. That should probably be a little further up the notch, I think. Number 4, presidential race, which we haven't really heard much about. Number 3,
healthcare
system.
But those weird shadow briefings from Joe Biden have started this week. He's started trying to do a little media.
He's got his home studio, I guess, now.
Yeah,
right?
I think people were criticizing him for disappearing through at least the initial part of this.
Not great when the first video comes that I saw him do, and he's coughing. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope he's well.
And, by the way, coughing in his hand. Jake Tapper yelled at him for coughing in his hand.
Number 3, healthcare system. Number 2, the stimulus deal in the financial markets. Huge, huge story. And number 1, the economy versus lives issue.
All right, good job. The people list. James Dyson. He's the guy that makes that's the Dyson vacuum cleaner they're making.
Dyson vacuums, yeah.
But they're now making,
That's a crazy
masks.
Good story.
Yeah.
I don't know if we actually talked about it on the DJV show this week, but that is a really great story, how quickly they were able to develop their own ventilator. And and now in Europe, I think
Boris
Johnson's
makes sense because it's part of
15,000 of them or something.
Yeah, when you look at how some of the hygienic aspects to the new vacuum cleaners. They have these, you know, really, so you don't get the pollution. You're not breathing it while you're vacuuming your house. They have these very good, the same as the airplanes and the new cars, too, as far as that's concerned. They all have these devices
that
clean the air very well. So that's...
I'm encouraged. This is a tough time for everybody, of course. We're all changing our way of life. But I'm encouraged by how many companies have really stepped up. And we're hearing more and more great stories about people who are using their technology. Or, for instance, like Joann's Fabrics was handing out materials. You can start to sew your own masks and gowns to donate for people, which
that's what we're doing on the farm. We're making our own.
Yeah,
you get the stuff. Yeah,
you can make your own. Then there was a story about Harbor Freight donating all of their supplies, personal protection equipment, to local hospitals in the communities that they serve. So there's just a lot of great examples of people coming together, and I think we should focus on that because it's really easy to just get isolated and lonely
Even Pornhub donated 50,000 masks along with a free premium subscription for first responders.
Nice.
So,
there you go. Just for first responders? You mean they only get the deal?
I think the free premium subscription, yes.
I'm asking. Come on.
It's okay. Ruth has even weighed in on this, too.
I'm pretty sure you can still see plenty on the website without having a premium subscription. So
what's true. Dr. Ruth saying?
She's saying that if you're single, which a lot of people are in isolation and they're single, she said that she just warns that people need to be a little bit careful with cyber sex. So.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently she is saying, you know, just be careful, I guess, maybe of not getting addicted to it.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess, you know, she said, hey, by all means, go for it, but, you know, just be very careful.
All right, now,
you guys hear me silently cracking up in the background?
Because Kara's our single lady here.
Okay, cyber sex. Next, I want to spend a minute, as long as we're talking about companies that are developing masks and some of the things, the devices that we use to keep the air clean. One of the sponsors of this program is MyPillow. Most of you are familiar now because they've done heavy advertising the last couple of years. So when it comes to how they're running the factory, Mike Lindell decided to stop all production of MyPillow and all the other things that they make in the factory. And the production has been turned over to make masks for hospitals. If you didn't know that, that's what they've done. And again, we're sort of making reference to all these other people, these other companies that are doing the same thing, whether it's the hypoallergenic masks or it's the filters, whatever it is, lots of people are going, as they well should, over the line to help out the cause. By the way, at MyPillow, they want to help you get the best rest of your life, and maybe you've noticed it's time for an upgrade, whether it's pillows. I've been talking this week about washing my pillows, drying them, that's what you do. Don't miss this opportunity to buy one and get one free on all the things in the MyPillow catalog. The BOGO sale, use the promo code DJV.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. Call 800-734-5114.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, moving along now with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the last week of March, last full week of March 2020. I just wanted to expound a little on Dyson, James Dyson, and the ventilator, and what a good idea this is and how well-founded this guy's company has been building lots of great devices for a long time. This is not an ad for them, but I think it does tell you what American ingenuity is all about, or ingenuity around the world, wherever it is. The company makes hand dryers and vacuum cleaners. And this is the kind of stuff that you may not have heard this week. So touting Dyson. And, yeah, there's a chuckle about Pornhub donating 50,000 masks to the first responders in New York. And they also get a free use of their website for the, what is it, duration of the pandemic?
I guess so.
Free. Whatever it is, help yourself. So that's Local 94 in New York. Firefighters, if you're wondering, help yourself. Other names on the people list here. Did we do Tom Hanks, or we didn't get beyond Dyson?
No.
Did we?
No.
Tom Hanks. And the others, well, the celebrities, it's worth a moment or two because of the celebrities who have the coronavirus, like Hanks and the Princeton, Idris Elba, the passing of Mr. Is it Blum, is that how you pronounce his name? Blum?
I thought it was Bloom, but...
Bloom, I think it may be, yeah. Yeah, well-known character actor has died. And I don't know whether he was a smoker or not. I didn't get from the story whether that's what killed him. He was compromised, but obviously at 69, it's pretty young. Number eight on the people list is the premier or president of China, Xi. I don't respect
Xi
him.
Xi Jinping.
I don't care whether I pronounce his name right or not. Let's see. Number seven, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Isn't that, he's the guy from...
President of Mexico.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask Amy Klobuchar, but yeah.
I know.
Right.
She's all right, still worried about it. Her husband has the coronavirus.
Really?
She's in the hospital, I think, right?
Is
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Number
great.
Six is Rand Paul. Number five, a tie between Biden and Bernie. Number four, Andrew Cuomo. He's been very visible and with pretty good results, actually. Mitch McConnell tied with Nancy Pelosi at three. Dr. Fauci is number two, and Trump is number one on the list of people. So in a moment or two, we're going to go through some of the things, again, that may be ancillary to the stories and the people and things you may not have known, including what is the, as we get to the end of the week and think about next week, New York has been the epicenter, but that city may change. Well, New York is still going to have a problem for sure, a big problem, but now there's another problem brewing in another city, and we'll tell you about that as we continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with the DJV hosts. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Moving along now with our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the DJV clan. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the epicenter of the, or at least the next one, New York City, with all, what's the number? Give us the numbers again, will you, Victoria, on
New York? Well, the numbers are constantly changing, but we do know this, that more than 50% of the cases in the entire country are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the biggest concentration,
that's over 40,000.
Yeah, the biggest concentration is in what they call downstate. So that's the Manhattan, the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx. That's where the real clusters are. And so Governor Cuomo has started shifting some of the patients who are not who can be transported. They're going to try to offset and move some of the patients to upstate New York hospitals, which are right now not overburdened at all. But so many hospitals in the five boroughs are just in really, really bad shape in terms of supplies. There are pictures of doctors wearing hefty trash bags in place of gowns, because there aren't supplies, and they're wearing masks that are supposed to be one per patient, and they're just having to use them and reuse them and re-sanitize them now. It's a mess. It really is.
Yep. And they're saying 56% of the cases are actually linked back to New York. So even the ones that are outside of New York State, New York City, that they're actually, they have links back to New York.
Yep. All right, so what's going on in Los Angeles, the other side of the country, the other big city? There doesn't seem to be as much action in Chicago, it would seem. I haven't seen a lot of focus on Chicago as much as the other two big cities. So L.A. is spread out more. People can have their space more easily than New York, but there still are plenty of cases there, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, there are still a lot of cases.
Let me put the spin on it. The immigration situation, which has come to pretty much a complete standstill, what about the, not custody fight so much, but the giving of help to people that are in the camps.
Even the president is saying we need to know who has it and who doesn't. So it doesn't. Your immigration status does not matter if you go into a hospital to seek treatment,
should
or
it?
if I think with something like this, everybody needs to know, why would you send people home to die? I don't think that that's who we are. So I don't think that necessarily we can make that an issue right now. But the issue for California has been what to do with the homeless people, because the government officials here are very concerned that this is a community with over 160,000 people who are homeless in the state, probably more, because I don't believe those counts. I think
are more of them dying, more homeless dying?
I don't think we even know how many have.
Yeah, not
the
we
disease,
don't
right.
We don't know, and not at this point. I don't think anybody knows exactly, but they're worried that this is a place because they're just not clean. They're not washing their hands, and it could be a place that would really sweep through. So they're actually using hotels now. They're getting hotels that are closed down, and they're putting homeless people in those rooms, almost essentially in like a quarantine.
Who wants to go into those rooms after they reopen those?
Exactly my point. But they're trying to figure out where to put them, and that's the best option at this point.
In New York, they have all the hotels are actually a lot of hotels have opened up for first responders and nurses and doctors.
They're doing that too.
Want to sort of, you know, they have to see the patients and go back and forth from the hospital, but they don't want to take it home to their families.
Right.
And so that's a wonderful thing that a lot of hotels, the Four Seasons and Yotel, and the list goes on. It kind of keeps building every day, which is great. And all those hotels have opened their doors to the healthcare professionals, which is so essential right now.
All right, so New Orleans looks like it's going to be the next epicenter if you see what's going on down there. Wow.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. The celebrations, how can you be so stupid? There are a lot of poor people.
Mardi Gras was
too.
Kind of around the time when this really started to look like it was.
Yeah, but they're still congregating.
Here.
You can see people going to the bars on Bourbon Street still.
Well, Bourbon Street's shut down now. That's totally.
Yeah, but
shut
I'm talking
down.
About earlier in the week and last week, and when people should have known much better, it was still going on there. So look out if you're in Louisiana or traveling through. 28 past the hour on the overview of the News Talk Week.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
With turkey seasons opening around the country, it's time for Turkey Talk, right after this quick break.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
When is a good time to call a lot to a Tom? A perfect time is when you're competing with another vocal hen. You've got to get that Tom's attention and convince him that he needs to check you out rather than the real thing. Be forceful and loud and get his attention and bring him in. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com and remember, the seasons never end.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Experts say the worst is still coming in the coronavirus outbreak. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the key is getting people to stay away from each other.
We put in place the New York Pause program. Today I am going to extend it to April 15th, the directive that non-essential state workforce continue to work from home.
People are wondering when things might start improving. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN it will be a while, but reopening the country soon is a bad idea.
When we start to see a daily number of cases, instead of increasing and escalating, they start to flatten out, turn the corner, and then start coming down. When we see that, then you could start doing the modification of the intensity of your mitigation.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The hour, continuing with another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see all of this at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, the list of the stories that they researched this week, and the people on the list as well. The discussion at the G20 this week, the leaders have agreed to develop a plan of action. That's the biggest economies. I wonder how, I'd love to have been. Don't you wonder what people are saying in the back room, a fly on the wall in the back room, when people are talking about China and how all this started and the problems? I would think there would be a move. If it were me and I were running this group, I'd be sending a bill to the Chinese government.
Here's our invoice.
Yeah, right. This is what you've done. You've destroyed the economy in the entire world. You have been completely irresponsible, or maybe... pathetically enough, you started this because you wanted to start it, but at some point, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that it's costing the companies, the countries, the individuals, the Chinese government is responsible. So are these people holding them? I haven't heard any discussion nobody has stood up and said or pointed a finger and said, you guys caused this, you pay. Has anybody heard? I haven't heard.
I think we're not at that point yet, maybe, because people are in crisis. And so
I think people would go nuts if somebody said that. If Trump came out and said, we're going to make the Chinese government pay, people would go crazy.
Why?
Because they don't even like that he calls it the China virus.
Well, but if you're holding them responsible, why would people not like that?
Because I just know how people backlash. I know what the media response to that would be.
The media, the general news media?
In
general, you keep saying,
I
think it's time somebody had some courage and stood up and said, okay, you guys.
Once we get through this, I think that it definitely, well, here's the thing. The World Health Organization has not been allowed in China for how many years now? They've been banned. So we haven't had any, there have been no boots on the ground allowed in China to monitor anything. So I think the real discussion, and I would love to hand them an invoice, but I think the real discussion that might come from this is, okay, China, this is what happens when you don't allow anyone from the World Health Organization on your soil.
No, this is what happens. You want to do business with the rest of the world. You want to have a big share of the economy, the economic benefit of doing business with you. Well, if you don't come clean, if you don't fess up, we're going to isolate you.
Well, they're never going to fess up.
Look at what we do with,
what I'm saying,
the Iranians. We put all kinds
What have they fessed up to? Nothing.
But they still have, they've paid to a certain extent. I just think that we need, it's not necessarily an eye for an eye, but there needs to be a responsibility quotient here.
Right.
And there hasn't been any talk about it at all.
I agree with that. I just think realistically what we might actually see happen is the World Health Organization will have more leverage to say, look, you gave us SARS. We've had all these issues. This is now another pandemic. We're not doing business with you anymore unless we're allowed in. And I think that's similar to the Iran nuclear deal, which we're no longer in. But I think in a similar fashion, that might be realistically.
Who's going to have
that might
the
be what we
cojones
see.
To do that? Who's going to be
the
first G20. To step up? Yeah, tell the
I
Chinese.
Think the entire G20.
We're
together.
Not doing business with you. That's it. You're done.
That
we can
could be
find
what
other
they're talking about. The G20 has been getting together for these calls almost, at least if not daily, almost every day to figure out what's.
We
to
can't
do,
have
so
this happen again.
Know.
Nope.
This has decimated world economies. We can't.
Awful.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
Years
and I agree
recovery.
With Jen. I'm sure this is what they're talking about with those daily calls.
Yeah. All right. The coronavirus back here at home is transformed many of our businesses, many of our industries. The fast food industry, I didn't talk about this last week because I hadn't really had the full experience, but from a cultural point of view, I have not ever been one. If you listen to the DJV program, the stuff that I have talked about on the air over the years when it came to fast food wasn't very complimentary. And in fact, until a week ago, I'd never been in a McDonald's restaurant. Well, actually, literally, you can say I still have never been inside a McDonald's restaurant. But I ordered fish sandwiches at a couple of stops.
Oh, how was your McChum? Was it delicious?
I had lettuce, onion, and tomatoes with no tartar sauce and no cheese. It was okay. Actually, I had a couple of invisible burgers or whatever they call them.
Invisible burgers?
Oh, I eat those all the time. I'm eating one right now.
That's what they serve on Wonder Woman's jet.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what I mean. And so that's, you know, but our lives, I guess I'm making the reference because this is, you know, where our industries, our food, everything about our lives is changing. Victoria, what's the number one thing in your life that's changed as a result of this?
Well, it's actually kind of a good thing because we're cooking every night instead of going out to restaurants.
And by the way, everybody who thinks it's all bad, there have been a lot of families that are spending more time together, stuff like that.
There's actually a very high divorce rate right now.
Divorce rate.
So that's not a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth even said, she said, look, a lot of couples, if you have a good relationship, this is a great thing, and a lot of couples are reconnecting. If you don't have a great relationship, then this is headed right to divorce court.
Yeah. So what about you, Jennifer? What...
I would say I'm cooking more at home, number one. But I think just to come up with something new and creative, my commute time has completely disappeared. Again, that's one of the silver linings of this is as I'm driving around because I'm deemed essential, apparently.
Sure.
You know, it's easy to get home.
Kara also has to drive in to the studio in Washington. What has changed most about your life? The commute time?
Not much in my commute. I mean, maybe by like 2 minutes, but it's normally
not. Yeah, you come in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's normally not too much traffic then anyway. There are positive things that have happened, but I feel like for me, it's...
You're making sangria. That's a good thing.
I might make sangria.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my family in like a month and a half, and I haven't really gotten to see any friends. I'm talking to them more because I'm talking to them on the phone, and I've video chatted with a bunch of
friends. I miss my friends, too, yeah.
On one hand, it makes me even more grateful for my friends and family, but on the other hand, I really miss them. I'm very close with all of them, and it's been pretty tough to just have... I have roommates, but I'm not necessarily best friends with them, and it's been hard for me to isolate from my friends and family.
How do you live with somebody you're not really good friends with?
I mean, I'm friendly with them, but we don't sit and chat and hang out, and I don't reveal my deepest, darkest secrets. You know, when I'm stressed, I like to have someone that I really love to be able to talk to about it.
Where are your pals? You can tell us that stuff.
Okay. But you don't live with me.
Well, she does tell Jenny.
I know, she doesn't tell me anything, but she does tell the two of you.
Because you go away during all the commercial breaks.
Okay. Speaking of going away, it appears, according to the stats here this week, looking at whether the social distancing has been effective or not, I guess I would ask the question, why are more men dying of the coronavirus than women? What is there about what men are doing that's different, less responsible, or why is it that...
I keep seeing that. The only thing that I've seen, and maybe you guys have seen something that I haven't, but I'm just reading about, you know, men take more risks, men drink and smoke more than women. Just,
they may not seek treatment as soon, too, which could be another thing.
I'm tough, I'm strong. Right.
Or it could just, I mean, there's a lot of things, like there are a lot of markers that are making a difference. A lot of people have said that this attacks people with type A blood more than those with type O. That doesn't mean everybody gets it. Doesn't mean, like, people like me that are women with type O blood are going to just get a free pass, but it's just markers of it.
By the way, and this is, we don't do the politics here of this, but I have no reason to stand up for Trump necessarily because he can stand up for himself. But for the mayor of New Orleans to blame Trump, I can understand why the mayor of New York or the governor of New York would be PO'd at Trump because he pulled the plug, and I don't even understand that yet. Why there aren't all the things that are needed in New York being sent to New York.
Well, that was New York's choice, actually, back in 2015. They had the opportunity to buy ventilators, and they did not. California had the same problem. So
this is 2020.
They're asking for federal help because they are out of those items. That's why you're seeing the shortage in New York State. The same thing happened in California, where they took budget items and they moved it away from a public health emergency and they put it into something else. And so the federal government's response and budget of those items is different than the state's response, and everybody is kind of needs to carry their own blame. It's frustrating, and maybe they want more from the federal government.
The blame game is not appropriate now.
I agree with you. Well, I don't think so either, but what I'm saying is that there's a federal reserve of supplies which was depleted, but there's also, and Trump says that dates back to the Obama administration, believe that, whatever, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
But I'm tired of the politics of this.
It's important that we be accurate here.
We've got to get beyond the politics, folks, so this is never going to get solved. We're going to drown in our own blood here with this foolishness going on between the two parties. Nonsense. This is the time to march your way to good health by getting your weight to its optimum. The right number for you, you can figure it out. The body mass index, you can go online, figure out where you're supposed to be. But if you're not feeling well, and you need to be feeling well through all this, you need all your defenses to be working in tip-top shape. And if you're too heavy, nothing's going to work right. So the folks at Calitrin want you to know the opportunity is there, the resources are there, the help is there. Right now, go to toploss.com and see what they have in terms of understanding losing weight, how you can do it safely. The most important thing is that you lose weight, keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does better than anything else. 86% of the people who get on this program lose the weight and keep it off. And right now it's spring order time. You buy three or more and get an equal number free. So if you buy after three, an unlimited number, buy three, get three, buy four, get four free, stay on the plan. They'll even offer you payment help if you're used to, you know, if things are tight right now and you're really trying to do the right thing, but you don't have a lot of extra cash. They'll let you pay over time. It's very important. They believe in their mission. Their mission is to help you lose weight and keep it off, keep your body as safe and free, stimulant-free, drug-free. It's very, very, very important for you to have the best health, lose the weight. Find the help at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for that spring order special and for free shipping. DJV, the code at toploss.com. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara here on the overview, this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you can get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's Car Talk time. It's our friend Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com who's twiddling his... basically, I saw a picture of you sitting in a rocking chair twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, wouldn't mind anything.
Very sad. Yeah, your beard's getting gray, more gray by the day here, as you find that you're shut out from testing cars around the world. Because they don't want you. Well, you can't go. You don't want to be irresponsible and fly around and do all this stuff. So I understand you have a new coloring book that has been keeping you busy in quarantine, this Audi coloring book. What colors are you using? Yeah. Use that magenta. Have you used that color from crayons? The Crayola people have magenta. It's a fabulous color.
Oh, yeah. It's a printing color, too. My mom's an artist, so I have a bit of a color bias. I like my bright reds. Audi printed or made available a coloring book online, so you could shut the kids up and give them some colored pencils, and they could fill a color. I thought it was a great idea, by the way. I colored it myself. It's
I know you did. See, you thought I was kidding. I know what you're doing in your spare time. Knitting and coloring books. That's it.
I want to know why they don't have more cars in different colors. Once I got my pencil kit out and I started coloring some of these Audi R8s in and some of their old versions of the S4s and that sort of thing, I realized
you'll appreciate this. I was in an Audi dealership. A friend of mine runs an Audi dealership nearby. And they had a new car, the most ugly green I've ever seen in my life. And I said to him, his name is, I said, are you going to drive that car? He said, no, I wouldn't be caught dead driving that car. Are you going to sell it? He says, no, it'll sit here 6 months from now, it'll still be here. Now, but to sort of underscore what you're saying, the lack of, I love colored cars. I never buy a black car, and I try to stay away from white cars. I've had white cars, but I don't like them. I think they're bland, and I think black cars are negative. I don't like black. But, so I'm looking around for a new Range Rover when I thought I was going to get one. Now I'm not getting anything, but I was looking because I want, you know, I buy them 2 years old and keep them for 2 years. So I'm looking online. Every one of them is either black or white, or black and white. You know, once in a while you come up with a tan one or a blue one. But I don't understand why people are that lackluster. Why wouldn't you want to have more color? It's more fun, isn't it, to have a colorful car, a red car, something like that? Yellow?
It is. 80% of cars in the United States are either black, white, gray, or silver, which is very depressing. Unfortunately, out of my stable of cars, and 85% of them are black. It's not something I chose. It just happens to be that's the way they are. When you're looking for a car that's a couple of years old, or maybe older than that, you just take what you can get, usually. Also, when you order from a dealer, and I think when I ordered my Mini, there was only five of them in the United States at the time, the kind I wanted, so I ended up with one with a black with a red roof. And it's a pain in the backside to wash, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But that's the main reason. That's the main reason not to get one. But I have been choosing some very bright Audi cars to color in on their coloring book, which I think is brilliant.
All right. Find it at Audi USA Media, I guess that's where you can go. Now, I want to get to the more serious things like car production not being resumed, cars aren't being made, cars aren't being sold, although there's plenty of ads on TV, stimulus, we don't have to pay for 120 days and we'll deliver the car. Are the advertising doing any good?
Somewhat. Funny you should say that. Hyundai came out with their new Assurance ad. I don't know if you remember in 2009, Hyundai came out with the Assurance ad, which said if you lost your job after buying a new Hyundai, they'd make your payments for you, which they've come back with that program, actually. In 2009, everybody's sales were down 37% due to the hard times we were having then, and Hyundai was up 14%, which was interesting. So they came back with this assurance that says if you buy a new Hyundai now from a dealership, and you lose your job, they will make your, due to COVID-19, they will make your payments for 6 months, which I think is absolutely fantastic deal.
Wow.
I think that's really great. If you were going to go buy a car and you suddenly put the brakes on, this is a great reason to think.
Well, is it a good car? Do you like the Hyundais, different models?
I like the Palisade. So they have this, Hyundai and Kia have this huge three-row SUV, which they came up with, which is sort of akin to a Range Rover, like a Korean Range Rover.
Looks like it, it does. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This vehicle for starting price of around $30,000 is amazing. Now, of course, you and I would probably be buying something that's more in the $50,000 range. But to be honest with you, the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, all of these extras that you get. Now, it isn't a Range Rover. That's absolutely true. It doesn't have all of the accoutrements that we expect with a big British luxury car, but it's a good deal.
Yep. All right, check out the deals. Find out what's going on in manufacturing as well. That's what Nick Miles is all about. Check him out at rautoexpert.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.